the house was entirely too big for them to heat. And it was too hot in the summertime to live over there. They lived the last years of their lives at the Hotel Albert. They were living at the Hotel Albert in 1965 when Selma underwent such a punishment. And then when they had trouble out in Watts, they kept talking about, like Selma. Selma had nothing like that.
Same with Montgomery. Montgomery had the same kind
of problem. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm.
All the stuff you read was just a
And Martin ride. Luther King didn't walk 3 miles between him and Montgomery.
That's not a riot.
Oh, I better not say it.
I know exactly.
I better not put it on tape. You'd have to blood it out.
I know exactly what you mean because I had to grow up with that in Montgomery.
When we get through with this, well.
And Montgomery was just the same.
I know it. Well, everything that was shown on television, my little niece, I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and I came home early in March. And I was home a few days, and she called me. And she said, "Don't you want to come up here and stay with us until things cool off in Selma?" I said, "Ease. Everything you've seen on television was staged." I said, "I haven't seen any of the people. They are down in a part of town I don't go in regularly. And I haven't seen anything. They tore up that church they stayed in down there. It had to be rebuilt.
Oh.
Not rebuilt because it was a brick church. But the inside of it was just in ruins, they said."
I know that that's the same way it was in Montgomery. It was never really...
And you know, those people, most of those people in that march, were in the march out John, there was a crippled man in there from Chicago. They were paid good money to come down here and demonstrate.
It just, I didn't do anything but give the South a bad name is the only thing to do.
Well, one man came down here, a preacher came down here from somewhere in Pennsylvania, and he was staying there at the Hotel Albert, and he stayed down here a couple of days, and he told somebody there in the hotel, I'm with Mr. Can't think of his name. Anyway, several people who lived there in the hotel. He said, "Let me get back up home and tell those folks the truth." Said, "What's going out is just not the truth."
You know, so much of the things you see on the news is staged. So many of the things are staged. Mm-hmm. In fact, I guess that newscasts are business just like TV show.
Well, there's one man that still, there was a couple who lived downstairs in the apartment downstairs for 8 years, and they were two of the best people I've ever known. And she said, "If it weren't a sin to hate somebody, I would hate that man." And he's still working for NBC, I guess. Still see him on. He was over in Montgomery and rehearsed those people out at Alabama State to put on what they did on television. They rehearsed it.
So I'm glad. I hope that that situation doesn't ever happen again, because it's just it was uncalled for. All the stuff you saw on TV was just uncalled for.
Well, now this county school business.
The same thing.
See, that's just slapped down ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You ought to think, and the county's superintendent, Dallas County Superintendent of Education, said, I heard him on radio, and he said, "You should think about the child, educating the child. The child's getting an education. You shouldn't just haul off and interrupt them in the middle of the year just for somebody's whim."
What irritates me on the radio like that, people like Johnson, the judge and federal judge in Montgomery, he's a integration orders and so forth, but yet his own children go
to private school.
And he lives in an all-white neighborhood and belongs to an all-white country club, so what he's in effect doing is handing down rulings and orders that don't affect
him. Don't apply to him.
Sure, so it's as if he were a king or something, you know.